You're tuned in to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin.
Radio de la Comunidad en Austin, Texas.
91.7 on your FM dial.
Is everybody? Has everybody got a place to Is everybody safe and warm inside?
Welcome. You're listening to Ancient Medicine Today. I'm Teresa Myola, and I'll be your host on this journey into the world of alternative medicine. I'd like to take a moment and thank Rosina, our very own Good News Diva, for being here and encouraging us to take a moment and acknowledge what's good in the world. Because you're right, Rosina, what we pay attention to, we get more of. On today's show, hear about Shenzhen Qigong with a very special guest, Master Li. Learn how passion flower could just help you through the holidays. And get this week's astrological 411. Stay tuned for all this and much more coming up on Ancient Medicine Today. And remember, as well as listening to us on your radio at 91.7 FM, you can also hear us streaming live at koop.org.
I am awake to the power of my words. I respect my mind and my mouth. I pay attention to all my words and I carefully select them because I desire to create beautiful experiences. As a child, I was taught to select words according to the rules of grammar. However, as an adult, I've found that the rules of grammar continually change, and what was improper at one time is proper at another time, or vice versa. Grammar does not take into consideration the meaning of the word and how it affects my life. My thoughts and my words shape my life, like a potter shapes clay into a bowl, a vase, a dinner plate, or a teapot. I am the words I think and speak. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am loving and kind. My words are respected in the world. Louise Hay. This is Deanne Salazar.
Deanne Salazar is an integrative energy therapist here in Austin. If you'd like to learn more about Deanne and her work, you can find her at www.indigoroots777.com. Support for KOOP comes from Nomadic Notions, an international bead store featuring beading supplies, craft books, day and evening classes. Nomadic Notions is located at 3010 West Anderson Lane, and more information is available at nomadicnotions.com. It's important to note that the opinions expressed on Ancient Medicine Today are a reflection of the practitioners and the guests of this show. This program in no way is meant to replace care from your healthcare provider. We're not prescribing herbs or nutritional supplements, simply sharing information and our experiences. Up next, we're off for a walk on the wild side with herbalist and wildcrafter Nicole Telkish.
Passionflower's official Latin name is Passiflora. There are several species that are native to our area and several that are grown in gardens that aren't. Passionflower does extremely well in central Texas. Early colonists called it passionflower because of its resemblance of the floral parts to aspects of the Christian crucifixion story. Passion flower is an annual or perennial vine depending on the species, and it can grow up to 20 feet long. It has small tendrils that carry it along the ground and grab and climb along fence rows or onto surrounding brush. Most commonly, the leaves are alternately arranged, dark green and three-lobed. The flower is what really makes it stand out. It's nothing short of being alien in its appearance, with its wavy hair-like fringe hovering above lavender petals and a crazy show of reproductive parts jutting out in the middle. The fruit turns yellow and is edible. It is most often found in sun-depart shade. It is planted in gardens and does very well in central Texas with a little water. Native species of passion flowers are very few and far between. When found, pictures are better than picking. Harvesting the plant is a lot easier when picked from a garden. Most of the time, you can find someone who needs part of the vine cleared off of an area. I usually harvest when the plant is in flower. Passion flower may have its name steeped in Christian crucifixion symbolism, but it has become a more modern symbol, especially in Japan, for homosexual youth. Apart from its unique characteristics of the flower, passion flowers are desirable for their role as host plants for butterflies. Many butterflies lay their eggs on the foliage and the caterpillars dine on the leaves. A mature passion flower can usually handle having its foliage chewed down and bounce right back. In North American herbal medicine, passion flower is well known as a calming herb, popularly used for all sorts of nervous disorders. It has a long history of use as a sedative to help promote sleep and to help with muscle spasms. It's also used to help lower blood pressure and relieve pain. In my practice, I have found it to help several clients to manage their panic attacks. In fact, I had a client who was able to get off pharmaceutical medication and relieve her anxiety solely with the use of passion flower as needed. Personally, I find passion flower to be most useful when I'm spun and overworked and worried that I may not sleep well. Taking passion flower ensures that my sleep will be without interruption and that I don't wake up groggy. Passion flower leaf and flower are prepared as a tea or taken as what's called a tincture. There are no known toxicities, though you may want to take care and check with your health care provider if you're already taking a central nervous system depressing medication. Passion flower is a friendly vine whose flowers will wow you and whose leaves will be enjoyed by caterpillars, hopefully to leave enough for you to make tea out of when you need some good sleep.
You've been listening to Nicole Telkish, herbalist, wildcrafter, and teacher at the Wildflower School of Botanical Medicine in Austin. To find out more about Nicole's work or classes offered at the Wildflower School, you can go to www.NicoleTelkish.com. On today's show, Shenzhen Wuji Yuangong is the qigong of unconditional love. Its movements are not only good for the physical body, they also lead to the removal of negative feelings like stress and worry, sadness and anger, nervousness, fear, and anxiety. With regular practice, Shenzhen qigong also helps develop a better focus and concentration. It opens your heart and elevates the spirit. Li Junfeng, or Master Li, is a qigong master who emphasizes both physical and spiritual aspects of this ancient practice. Master Li is perhaps best known as having been the head coach of the world-renowned Beijing Wushu martial arts team and National Wushu, or martial arts team, of the People's Republic of China. Under his leadership, the Beijing Wushu team consistently won first place in national and international competitions for over 12 years. Master Li has gone from teaching Kung Fu to teaching Shenzhen, and he's here to tell you all about it and what it's done for his life and students all over the world. I'd like to present to you Master Li.
My name is Junfeng Li. Li is my family name. My first name is Junfeng. J-U-N-F-E-N-G. Right now, I'm teaching in the AOMA called Academy of Oriental Medicine at Austin. But my main job is to teach Qigong, teach medical Qigong. The main form is Shenzhen Qigong. For myself, through the Qigong practice, helped me a lot. Special is through Shenzhen Qigong practice, really changed my life. My body become better, my health become better, my emotions become better. So more important is my emotion become balanced, much relaxed, much calm than before. So this way, I from Kung Fu circle transfer to the Qigong circle. So now my main job is teach Qigong. I teach many kinds of Qigong, and then I feel Shengden Qigong is more useful. So now I'm only concentrated to teach Shengden Qigong. Shengden means unconditional love. So with love, with happiness, with relax. I think we need to explain what's Qigong. In the universe, we have many energy. So Qi is very special energy in the universe. In the universe, everywhere has Qi. So Qi is the essence of life. Qi is the origin of life. With Qi, everything grows and exists. With no Qi, everything dies. So Qi is life force. People cannot see, cannot touch Qi. When you practice Qigong, you can feel your Qi. What's Qigong? Qigong means the exchange of Qi between us and universe. First, open our body, open our mind and heart. Receive Qi from nature, from the universe. Let Qi in our body flow. Let Qi work. Let Qi generate energy. Let Qi clean our body. And then feedback return to the universe. The process is Qi work. So this is Qigong. So this is why I practice Qigong. First, open our body. Open the mind and the heart. Receive Qi. Relax our body. Let Qi flow in our body. And then return to the universe. So this way, relax not only physical body. Relax the mind. Open the heart. This is very important.
Can you tell me about Shenzhen? What the essence of it is to you?
When I practice Kung Fu and I teach Kung Fu, I feel I have many stress. And also, I use Qigong for relax. I learn many different kinds of Qigong. So I have few famous masters. And then 1987, one master teach me Zhongtian Yiqi meditation. So through Zhongtian Yiqi meditation, changed my life a lot. So this master actually not famous, but the form is very good. So this Qigong called Wuji Yuan Gong. After I practice Zhongtian Yiqi meditation, helped me a lot. Through meditation, really inspired me to understand many things, to understand life better. So this is why I relax more, change my emotion. And then inspire me have many moments and forms. So this is why I start not only teach, not only practice Shengzhen Wuji Yuan Gong. And then Shengzhen Wuji Yuan Gong gave me so much benefit. This is why I want to share Shengzhen Wuji Yuan Gong to more people. So 1987, I started practice Shengzhen Wuji Yuan Gong. After a few years, from 1994, I started teach Shengzhen Wuji Yuan Gong. From 1996, I start travel, go to many countries to hear and teach Shengzhen Wuji Yuan Gong. Because through the practice and the training my students, I can feel Shengzhen Wuji Yuan Gong have three functions. Because many people practice Kung Fu, Tai Chi, and Qigong. So different form get different benefit. But the Shengren Qigong good for all benefit. Some Qigong very good for physical health. We call physical Qigong or medical Qigong. Some Qigong very good for emotion. We call emotional Qigong. Some Qigong more meditation or chanting. So very spiritual. So we call spiritual Qigong. All is good. All kinds of Qigong is good. But the Shengren Qigong have three functions. Because Shengren Qigong have many beautiful movements. Through the movements, stimulate qi to flow. For traditional Chinese medicine, said, qi is the commander of blood. Qi flow can lead the blood circulation become better. Very good for physical health. So people very easy to understand. Second function of Shengren Qigong is very good for emotion. Can balance people's emotion. Because now the society changed a lot. People very busy. And the whole world competition very much. From competition become conflict. This way, people stress very much, nervous very much. So I believe the negative emotion become the main cause of physical disease. This way, people need reduce or remove the stress, sadness, nervous, the negative emotions. Why Shengren Qigong good for emotion? Because Shengren Qigong, each movement also with meaning. The meaning is with philosophy of life. People how to think. So through the meaning help people change emotion, change thinking way, change the attitude of life. And then people understand life become better. For example, some movement with help. Now, this movement to feel, open your chest, open your heart, to feel your heart like the moonbeam. Shining, radiant. So not only open the arms, exercise, to feel. The arms help your heart to open. You have big heart, big chest. And then when you practice long time, really can help change emotion. Some movements tell people, go up, down, up, down. Also tell you about the life. Our life also is up down. Our life like waves. Sometimes go up, sometimes go down. This is a normal life. When something good for you or your business go up, also need carefully. This is normal. Sometimes go down. Also is normal. Do not sad. Do not nervous. Also, do not lose hope. Will be go up. So, this way, sometimes go up, sometimes go down. We need keep good emotion. Not stress, not angry. Our physical body the same. Sometimes more strong, sometimes maybe have problem, maybe have sick. So don't worry. Always keep good emotion. Through some negative things, learn something, including physical body. Through you seek, you learn something. In the future, pay attention. and maybe less tense become sick. Economy the same. Through some things happened, must be learn something good for future. Or second, we call man's life is colorful life. Many, many colors. Something good for you, something maybe not good. Some people help you. Some people love you very much. Maybe some people not nice to you. So this life is colorful life. So anything happen to you, you feel it's normal. When people with you have problem, you must be thinking, what's the problem? What's my problem? Maybe I can change something, make other people happy, closer to me, and then make good relationship. So always how through the practice and the meaning to understand our life. And then we feel the life become easier. So through Shunden practice, the main meaning always talk about how to understand other people, how to love other people. Only show your love, you love others, and then others easy to love you. Only you help others, other people also easy to help you. So give is receive. So always make balance. So through the practice, through the meaning and the philosophy, to help people understand life, to help people make good relationship with family member, with other people. And always you become happy, and then your qi become clear. Your qi can affect other people become happy. When your emotion not good, your qi become murky. Your qi also affect other people who are around you, make other people also uncomfortable. The third function, I think more important, to open the heart and purify the heart, always with love, and with unconditional love, love everything, love everyone. If we can love everything, very easy to protect our natural environment. So love our nature, love the river, love the mountain, love the plants, love the animals, also love everyone.
You've been listening to a conversation with Master Junfeng Li, who's on the show today sharing about Shenzhen Qigong. To summarize, Shenzhen Qigong is a system of moving and non-moving meditations. Although it appears to be similar to the traditional forms of Chinese Qigong and gives all the benefits of traditional Qigong, such as healing and strengthening and balancing the body and mind, it's much more than that. The postures and movements in Shenzhen Qigong have messages and mental images which are contemplated as they're being practiced. When practiced diligently and with sincerity from within, one can find answers to the deepest questions in life. Far from being just a practice that enhances one's health, Shenzhen Qigong then also becomes a vehicle for the transformation of consciousness, and in time, it brings one to experience one's original nature, which is love. I'd like to thank Master Li very much for being on the show today. If you'd like to learn more about Shenzhen Qigong or Master Li's international classes, you can find information at www.shenzhen.org. That's shenzhen.org. If you'd like to find out about local classes here in Austin given by Master Li, please go to www.aoma.edu and click on Community Classes. You can also check our MySpace blog for these links. If you're looking for an end-of-the-year tax write-off, it's not too late to donate your used car to the KOOP Vehicle Donation Program. It'll all be handled for free in time for this year's taxes. Just call 877-750-KOOP and we'll arrange a convenient time to pick up your donation. The proceeds benefit Community Radio right here in Austin. Call 877-750-KOOP or go online at koop.org for more details. Stay tuned for Nick Symington and Glancing at the Stars coming up in just a moment.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. I recently listened to an interview with Dr. Thomas Saz, psychiatrist and an outspoken critic of psychiatry and what he calls the myth of mental illness, also the title of a book he wrote 25 years ago. His basic argument is that individuals and the state use psychiatry to put labels on people who deviate from behavior deemed acceptable. Labels such as schizophrenic stigmatize whoever is diagnosed as one and allow removal of him or her from mainstream society. To Dr. Saz, mental illness does not exist, only wide-ranging individual expressions of human behavior. So how does this relate to astrology? Well, I've maintained on a number of occasions that astrology is one of the best diagnostic tools for anyone involved in psychology or psychotherapy. A good astrologer can pinpoint the basic issues in a person's life from his or her natal chart without extensive interviews or history. While astrology can be used to assist therapists, such an application is a recent one. Actually, your birth chart shows your energetic makeup, but not how you choose to express it. For example, if you have Saturn squaring your moon in your natal chart, you may experience pressure, Saturn, growing up, the moon. Millions of people were born with this aspect, and while the experience is likely similar, how each responds will differ. One person with this aspect may indeed seek out a therapist or a psychiatrist to resolve or work through the problems of childhood, while another may leave his or her past behind and live in the moment without pervading memories. Each is a legitimate response. Neither one is right nor wrong, simply different facets of human behavior. Although I have a degree in psychology, my role as an astrologer is not to try to fix people or to make them conform better to what society may dictate, but rather to help them better understand their own uniqueness, a uniqueness in expressing an energetic makeup shared with others. Many troubled clients find comfort that they share the same challenging planetary aspects with countless other people. It removes a sense of isolation people in crisis often have. At the same time, clients can begin to understand that the way in which they express a shared energetic pattern with others is individual. This can help free them from the burden of ongoing stress as they move to take charge of their lives. The key is self-awareness and a willingness to accept themselves as individuals. In a way, the real challenge is not to conform, but rather to discover and nourish your own unique identity and of those around you. Being on the fringes of society should be as acceptable as being in the mainstream. Freedom demands that it be so. A very Uranian point of view.
That was Nick Symington with Glancing at the Stars. Nick is an astrologer and transpersonal psychologist living and working in Austin. For Ancient Medicine Today, I'm Teresa Myla.
Mujer de Dios, profeta de hierba, mujer de la edad del tiempo, diosa del mundo de muertos, mujer de Dios. Mujer de la oscuridad, mujer de tiempos sagrados, diosa del mundo
muertos, venas y carne, tu fruto ha crecido, la tierra tu sangre siempre beberás.
De niña.